This poem is called Remember, Remember. Sitting on a swing, he blows smoke rings into the frost. A damp cigarette his last, he checks his pockets for more. Fumbling fingers explore emptiness. No funds to bear the cost of another of his abhorrent habits he tries hard to ignore. Thoughts of nicotine supplies are blasted by his father's call. Guy! Guy! Kick the fucking ball back, you idiot, he barks. He pulls his awkward body forward and lumbers to the ball and kicks wildly to the sound of sniggers and bitchy remarks. His cheeks flush, sweat trickles. Anger rises in his throat like bile. His father looks at him, his face a blend of disgust and disbelief. Then he turns swiftly and dismissively towards his team, all smiles. Useless idiot, he quips, and the team laugh cruelly with their chief. 16 years old, he still hasn't learned how to respond. He wears his pain like a badge and no longer bothers to converse. No hope of father and son connection. They've gone way beyond the point of no return. No possibility or hope to reverse. He fingers his swollen cheek, a painful reminder of his gift the team kindly decided to present to him after last week's game, away from prying eyes, down in the subway, heading to his shift. They cornered him like a frightened dog and left him black-eyed and ashamed. Limping home, he arrived to no sympathy from coach, no offers of protection. Instead, he bestowed his own fatherly gift to his son that night. His battered ears heard only abuse. His splintered heart suffered only rejection. Bruises on bruises, his soul withered and began to give up the fight. The following night at his shift, he was greeted by his only friend, Robert. The only glimmer of hope in his dark, insignificant life. A South London boy, well-connected, confident, on trend. His roots firmly planted in a suburb where gang culture was rife. Robert left him with clear instructions. It's time to fight back. Take no shit from anyone. New confidence he then found. Later, a habitual snooper, he shamefully rifled through Robert's pack. For a keepsake from his unknowing idol, and his whole world turned around. Smoky rings hover again in the frosty air as he pulls his hoodie tighter. He thinks ahead to tonight's team firework party, and a wry smile appears. It's time to even the score, he thinks. Time for me to be a fighter, and to put an end to the big game and let go of all my lifelong fears. Invisible once more, he turns his back as if in final surrender and begins the long walk home to return to his new, exciting toy. The toy he stole from Robert's pack and aptly named Colt Defender, the gun of a man, a warrior, the brave. He would no longer be a boy. Later that night in the mirror, he searches deep into his reflection. For visible change, he just finds acne and stubble. No sign of newfound strength. 1 hour's countdown to party time, when enemies will form a collection and no doubt join his poor excuse for a father to ridicule him at length. But remember, remember, the 5th of November, there will be more than fireworks at the party tonight. Keep a close eye on the outsider, though. The weakling, not allowed as a member. Watch your back. He's ready and able to fight. The weakling finishes combing his hair and pulls his coat from the hook. He tucks his new toy into his pocket and zips up his hoodie as cover and turns around his bedroom once more to take a final look at a room that now seems alien to him. as if it belonged to another. He steps into the chilly November air and catches his breath. Walking 10 feet tall, all powerful, he feels nothing but purity and bliss. Footsteps on air, he's reborn into life. No fear of pain or death. Without a backwards glance, he heads into the beckoning abyss. Game over.